this happy occasion of another day in Mayapur. We are reading a very beautiful text from Canto 6, chapter 16, number 40. These are very difficult texts to chant, because they all have irregular number of syllables. Actually, if you count each of these texts, each of them, each line has one is 8, another is 13, then 12, then 10, then it's like, is it a meter or is it a gadya prose? But this one is not as scary as the other ones. And it speaks about the victory of our Lord Krishna over our hearts. Very good. Jitam ajitatada bhavatam yadaha bhagavatam dharma manavadyam Nishkinchanaye munaya Atmaramayam upasate pavargaya Jita majita tada bhavata Yadaha bhagavatam dharma manavadyam Nishkinchanaye munaya Atmaramayam upasate pavargaya conquered. Ajita. Oh, unconquerable one. Tada. Then. Bhavata. By your lordship. Yada. When. Aha. Spoke. Bhagavatam. Which helps the devotee approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dharmam.
The religious process.
So you can see this is the name of our school, Bhagavata Dharma. We have two names, Harinam Sankirtan movement and Bhagavad Dharma. You can see Srila Prabhupada often gave talks on Bhagavad Dharma, so that's another name for our movement. So it speaks about it here. And Dharma means a process, not just some rules, it's a process.
Anavadyam.
Faultless. Free from contamination. Nishkinchana. Who have no desire to be happy with material opulences.
Yeah.
Those who.
Munaya.
Great philosophers and exalted sages.
Atma Arama.
Who are self-satisfied.
Being completely aware
of their constitutional position as eternal servants of the Lord.
Yam.
Whom.
Upasate.
Worship.
Apavargaya.
For achieving liberation from material bondage. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O unconquerable one, says Chitraketu to the Lord, O unconquerable one, when you spoke about Bhagavad Dharma, which is the uncontaminated religious system for achieving the shelter of your lotus feet, that was your victory. Persons who have no material desires, like the Kumaras, who are self-satisfied sages, worship you to be liberated from material contamination. In other words, they accept the process of Bhagavad Dharma to achieve shelter at your lotus feet. As stated by Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and this is one verse which I hope everybody can chant together with me, because this is 1.1.11. Arguably, some people say this is the most important verse of the Vedic literature about our process. What are we doing? Uttama Bhakti starts with Anya Vilashita Shunyam. So let's chant.
Anya Vilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Dhyana Vritam Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Uttama.
One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably, that's the translation of Anukulyena, and without desires for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. And Narada Pancharatra also says, so this is, that was Rupa Goswami's verse to define our process, and then he gives the Shastric verse describing the same thing, and we are explained the correspondence, one-to-one correspondence between these two verses. So this starts with Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam. Also, I think most of you know it.
Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam Tat Paratvena Nirmalam Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchate.
One should be free from all material designations and cleansed of all material contamination, he should be restored to his pure identity in which he engages his senses in the service of the proprietor of the senses. That is called devotional service. End of quote, or translation. This is also called Bhagavad Dharma. Without material aspirations, one should simply serve Krishna as advised in Bhagavad Gita, Narada Pancharatra, and Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Dharma is the process of religion enunciated by pure devotees, direct representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like Narada, Shukadeva Goswami, and their humble servants in the disciplic succession. Like, we are happy to have Srila Prabhupada presenting this to us. By understanding Bhagavad Dharma, and listen to this, one immediately becomes free from material contamination. Do you like immediately?
Sure.
I like this immediately. Living entities, and just understanding, isn't it? It looks like a very good deal. Living entities who are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are loitering. Srila Prabhupada's language is so sweet. Loitering, we are loitering here. Loitering is like, you know, you have nothing to do, you loiter somewhere near there, maybe you buy some piece of pizza, you look around, maybe you see some friend, you know, it's like, you loiter. Are loitering in this material world, suffering. Not only we loiter, we also suffer. When they are instructed by the Lord Himself about Bhagavad Dharma and they adopt it, that is victory for the Lord. So, so your presence here is the Lord's victory. You have adopted, you have come to the Bhagavad Gita class, right? So that's Bhagavad Dharma. That's His victory. So He is already happy. Do you feel it? Yes. And Srila Prabhupada explains why. You can think, oh, but I'm so fallen, I feel nothing, I have no devotion, my heart is dirty. But no, Prabhupada says, why the Lord takes this as victory? For He then reclaims these fallen souls. He even is so kind that, as Bhagavad Gita says, He takes up the broom and cleans, you know, like, He's such a good guest, you invite Him to a dirty room and He cleans it. So he just starts reading and He comes and He makes it clean. Of course, there's something about this that we can discuss. Yeah, there are some details. A devotee following the principles of Bhagavad Dharma. A devotee following the principles of Bhagavad Dharma. We are supposed to follow the principles of Bhagavad Dharma. Feels very much obliged to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Obliged means grateful, thankful. He can understand the difference between life without Bhagavad Dharma and life with Bhagavad Dharma. And thus, he ever remains obliged to the Lord. Can you imagine what our lives would be without Krishna? Even with Krishna, it's not easy sometimes, isn't it? Just imagine what it would be without Krishna. Like, you know, you remember that Srila Prabhupada once was, somebody told to Srila Prabhupada, oh, Srila Prabhupada, devotional life is so difficult. He said, yeah, it's Krishna consciousness is difficult, but material life is impossible. Yeah, if it's difficult here, what is it out there without Krishna? Taking to Krishna consciousness and bringing fallen souls to Krishna consciousness is victory for Lord Krishna. Savaipum samparo dharmo yato bhaktiradokshaje ahaitu kya pratihata yayatma suprasidati. The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which one can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. Bhagavatam 1.2.6. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is the pure transcendental process of religion. Jitam ajitadada bhavadaya daha bhagavatam dharma manavadyam nishkinchanaye munaya atmaramayam upasate pavargaya. O unconquerable one, when you spoke about Bhagavad Dharma, which is the uncontaminated religious system for achieving the shelter of your lotus feet, that was your victory. Persons who have no material desires, like the Kumaras, who are self-satisfied sages, worship you to be liberated from material contamination. In other words, they accept the process of Bhagavad Dharma to achieve shelter at your lotus feet. Om Agnate Mirandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Minitam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaham Akanda Mandalakaram Vyaptayena Characharam Tatpadam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaham Yasya prasada dagyavi sadik sarvagyatam vrajasa Shri Chaitanya Deva me bhagavan samprasidatu. May Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. Because by His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We need victory. This is the meaning of the word Jai. We need victory. And whose victory is this? This is the victory of Krishna over our conditioning. And fortunately, it says here that when we adopt the Bhagavad Dharma, then this is already victory for Krishna. This is victory for Krishna. Jai. Krishna says Jai. You come here, Krishna says Jai. So this is, I'm so fortunate, I got such a lucky verse. I can speak about anything. Everything is here. And in fact, from this verse you can draw out all the Vedic literature. Man, so many beautiful points are here. So this verse speaks about pure bhakti and Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma, which is anavadyam, anavadyam, uncontaminated, not contaminated. And it's defined in the famous verse, anyabhilashata shunyam. And this is a verse with which I have my personal relationship, because some things in this verse have been disturbing for me for a long time, and some things were unclear to me. Probably many things are still unclear, but some things get more and more clear over the years. And even after teaching Bhakti Shastri for like 20 years, I have discovered new things just recently in this verse that I didn't know they are there. So I will try to share something that I have discovered in this verse. This is a very beautiful verse, Anyabhilashita Shunyam, Jnana Karmanya Navritam. There are five parts in this verse, five parts, according to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And it teaches, as we see in the translation, it teaches pure devotional service. And when we hear pure devotional service, this oftentimes, what's your first reaction when I say pure devotional service? What's your first association or word that pops up in your mind?
Far
away. Impossible. Good. Something else? Huh? Prabhupada. Okay, that's good. Yes, Prabhupada. This is for Prabhupada. Yes, what else? Pure devotional service. I hope not. It's not blank. You know. Any other associations you have, or feelings or reactions you have to that idea of pure devotional service?
Shrouded in mystery.
Shrouded in mystery. Yes. So we see that very often this is like, you know, very often it's almost our party line that tomorrow, after 20 years, yeah, not now. Pure devotional service? Who, me? No. No, that's not for me. That's for Prabhupada, yes, and to some, you know, Prabhuji's, yes, somebody. Not me, because I'm so fallen, I'm so dirty, I'm so useless. So it's for tomorrow, after 20 years. right? 20 years sounds like, okay, after 20 years, right? You think, do you have this like horizon of perspective, 20 years? But the problem, what's the problem? Who has been already practicing for 20 years? Yeah, quite a few, right? So what happens after 20 years? You think after another 20 years, right? Isn't it? Tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow never comes. But we have this famous story when they ask Srila Prabhupada, how many pure devotees are there in the world? You remember this? I forgot. Was it Jayapataka Maharaj who asked him, or was it Prabhu Vishnu Swami? I heard two versions who asked this question. Or Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Anybody? Some close devotee in Srila Prabhupada's circle. And Prabhupada replied with a question. He said, how many devotees in ISKCON are there? So the implication was that as many devotees in ISKCON we have, so many pure devotees there are. So you think, oh, Prabhupada is so kind, Prabhupada is so generous, magnanimous. But it's not me, you know, it's like maybe in the future, maybe in the future. And that's of course a necessary element of bhakti, to be humble, right? And for us, I remember, I read the 10th canto, Akrura. Akrura achieving perfection through which of the nine processes? Praying, yes, offering prayers. So he offers prayers. He offers prayers when they leave Mathura, when they come to Mathura, he offers several times, beautiful prayers. And in those prayers, one thing I stumbled upon when I was reading, because it says, I'm your pure devotee. I read this, I thought, what is this? And he's saying he's a pure devotee. It's like, oh, this is totally against our mood, you know, not our style. It's politically totally incorrect. To say I'm a pure devotee, how do you say I'm a pure devotee? This is not like... But unfortunately, it seems that this is something that we have come in our usage in our society, that we because this pure devotion can have two meanings. It can mean the level of purity, so that's high, so that we don't claim, yeah, I am so pure, I am above the line. Or it can also mean the process. Yeah? The process, Uttama Bhakti. Because this Anyabhilashta Shunyam comes in the first chapter, in the first side, in the first wave, in verse 11. Immediately after Mangalacharana, immediately after some prayers, it's like the very first verse, one of the very first verses in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, describing bhakti in general and the recommended sadhana for us now. And then after that, you have a description. Of three adhikars for practicing this bhakti. Three adhikars, three levels of qualifications are uttama adhikari, madhyama adhikari, and kanishta adhikari. So even kanishta adhikari is an all three are candidates for starting this bhakti. So when we say uttama adhikari, it can have different meanings. Can mean Uttama Bhakta, one who sees Krishna everywhere, or it can mean one who has entered the school, the best candidate eligibility. So he's best qualified for starting this practice Uttama Bhakti, for starting the practice of Uttama Bhakti. And where? We heard, was it yesterday, we heard about the 12 steps AA, and we have the 9 steps. By the way, AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, it has been confirmed as the most effective way to help people with the problem of being alcoholics, to help alcoholics. No drugs, no other processes have been discovered as effective as AA, the 12 steps. And the first step is surrender to Krishna, basically. Yeah, we admit they have adapted it to different uses. The first step, I admit I'm helpless and only God can help me. Yeah. So it is quite actually religious, quite spiritual in its essence. So we have a nine-step process, and the first step, also, what's the first step of our sadhana, of our uttama bhakti? Shraddha. So from Shraddha, this is where you start which bhakti? Pure bhakti. No. From Shraddha, before Anardana Vritti? Even like, who, me? Just Shraddha? Same with the name. We have this oftentimes confusion. Confusion doesn't seem sound respectful enough. possible misunderstanding of where do you get Shuddhanam, right? Because you hear, okay, maybe at Bhava, maybe at Ruchi, yeah? Right? However, you may have heard Gudruma Kalpatarya. I see it sold everywhere here. Beautiful book, golden book in all available languages. It's in English, Hindi, Bangla, Russian. I saw these four, maybe more. Very nice book translated by Jayavadaka Maharaj. So Gudruma Kalpatavi, beautiful, everywhere around. You just walk there, Mataji will call you, you'll see him. Outside. So buy this Gudruma Kalpatavi, very nice book. So there you hear about the beautiful system of Nityananda Mahajan. He has started a stock market where he sells the holy name. It's called Namahatta. Selling the holy name. He's the CEO, and Haridas Thakur is in charge of the treasury. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you may remember, he's cleaning the place according to his own admission. And you may remember from there, and Agya Tahal also, that bhajan, it says that there are four levels of revelation: Nama, Rupa, Guna, and Lila. Yes? And in Gudruma Kalpatavi, you may hear that Rupa is revealed. So Rupa Yukta Nama is revealed. You can buy the name which reveals the form of the Lord to you. For which coin? For the coin of Nishta. If you are fixed, Nishta. And according to Madhurya Kadambini, Nishta means it's already 50-50. It means that my self-interest starts taking second place after Krishna's interest. Which is quite shocking, because sometimes we think Nishta is already beyond. But according to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, it's at least where you steadily give preference to Krishna. So it's 50-50, or 51-49, let's say, 51-49. That's where it starts. So at Nishta, you can get Rupa Yukta Nam. You can see Krishna as he is, truly. Then Ruchi is Guna Yukta Nam. Asakti is Lila Yukta Nam. Yeah, and then Bhava, then you see who you are there. Prema, you can enter. So the question is, where do you get the Nam itself? How do you buy the name? And many of you may know what's the price, what's the coin for which you can buy the real name. Huh? Shraddha? Shraddha? Yes, Shraddha. So, Shraddha Mulya Shuddha Nama. Shraddha Mulya Shuddha Nama. That's the first coin, the smallest penny for which you can buy already the real name. Which is also quite shocking, because we are supposed to be at least somewhere around Anartha Nivritti, isn't it? So we are supposed to be able to buy Shuddhanam already. Galore, you know, we should be able to buy enough Shuddhanam for Shraddha. If you have Uttama Bhakti Shraddha, you can buy holy name, real. You can meet Krishna. Krishna has already fixed a meeting. He's already fixed a date to. He's already made an appointment. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Where? In the holy name. In the holy name. He's already waiting there. for us to come. But we have to enter, we have to get the real name. Yeah, so the real name is bought if you have Shraddha. So this is also, already in the 60s, I heard one class by Srila Prabhupada where he says that all of you have already chanted at least one pure name. So all of you are already cleansed. At least one. So, because at least once you might have been able to master enough Shraddha or faith or trust in Krishna and bhakti to chant at least once Hare Krishna with faith, and that already is a complete game changer, as they say. It's Bhaktivinoda Thakur says you lose all your rights to your karma. Your karma is no longer your karma. It comes under Krishna's supervision, and he already manages it personally. He says, that's too heavy for him. Okay, let's reduce. So he had to lose an arm. We just give him a scratch. Okay, and we get a scratch, and he's like, what is this? Why am I getting a scratch? Yeah, but a devotee knows. Yeah, it's minimized. It's my karma, but minimized by Krishna. So Shraddha is where we can begin, where we are supposed to begin Shuddha Bhakti. But Shraddha in pure Bhakti. So there are five elements there in this verse, Anabhilashita Shunyam. And each element of them is really amazing. Two of them make bhakti pure, and three of them make bhakti bhakti. Does this thing work? It works? Do we have a chalk? Can you please clean the verse? And yeah, it works. Okay, good. Yes. I remember for... can somebody please clean the verse? I will make a diagram on the... Do you have some... You can use a hand.
Yeah, but we don't know where the chalk is.
No chalk?
This is highly
protected. Yes. You're not allowed... You're not allowed to write anything here? That was one thing I presumed safely would be here. Yeah, chalk would be helpful.
Okay.
Did somebody go to get a chalk? Can we get some chalk? Right? Thank you. Ananda Tirtha Prabhu. You will get? Right? Thank you. Thank you. Just the verse. Yes. So, many of you may already know this. Leave it. Yeah, please. Because they know what's happening tomorrow. Thank you. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. We got one. Shachinanda Maharaj said I should speak about this as much as possible, so I am. And it's right here in the purport. So this is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11. Yeah. This is one super important verse. So five elements make Shuddha Bhakti. And three elements you require just to have Bhakti at all. Can you see?
No.
There's still nothing there, but... Sorry. Okay, so... three elements are core elements, or three elements are what make bhakti bhakti. So the first element is very clear, anushilanam. Anushilanam. Which is basically nine processes. This is all we all know. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's bhakti, right?
No, sorry. That's connected with bhakti. That's sarupa. Sorry. I'm not sure it will be enough. Sarupa siddha bhakti. But according to Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, we need two more core qualities. And then we have two qualities which make it pure. One is Anya Bilashita. Shunyam. Oh, I don't need more chalk, there's not enough. It's a very heavy material. It's a very serious material. It requires a lot of Shunyam. Yes, so and this is Jnana Karmadi Anavritam. Anavritam, not covered by jnana and karma. So, three elements make bhakti bhakti, whether pure or impure, whether shuddha or mixed, it has to have three elements. And first element is something we readily accept, okay, some processes, some seva, chanting, hearing, doing book distribution, deity worship, all of these things. But two more are required to make it actual bhakti. One is Krishna. So yeah, it has to be aimed at the absolute truth. So you have to understand who is the object of our worship. That this is not just it's not just a person on the altar. It's not just. It's not a historical figure, just a historical figure. This is the absolute truth. He's the absolute truth. And he is in everybody's heart. And he's kind. He's merciful. And also, you can see, Srila Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Devotion that Krishna means Krishna and his devotees and his energies. So therefore, if I go worship Krishna, 4237, and I'm worshiping Krishna. Krishna may not like it. It may reflect I'm not really understanding who Krishna is. That Krishna is, he is there. He's everybody's. Oh, wonderful! Thank you, Dad. Now we can talk and talk. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So, Anushiladam, nine. Yes, that's enough. Even two. Anushiladam. This is simple. However, there is one very simple but very fine element which is the trickiest for a hard-hearted, contaminated person like me, but which is not so difficult for some of you. What is it? You can see in this verse it's put in instrumental, tritiya, tvoritelnyy padezh, orodnik, whichever language. So it's anukulyena. It means it must be there. Jiva Goswami says it reflects the fact that it's the heart of the heart of the heart of bhakti. Without this, bhakti is not bhakti. Anukulyena. And I sometimes say that this is the biggest mistake to think that bhakti is some activity which pleases Krishna. I sometimes like to mess with people's minds. Bhakti, I sometimes say that this is one, probably the second most important thing in Bhakti Shastri to understand, and for everybody to understand. That's one thing why after 20 years of sadhana, we may feel miserable for 10 years or 3 years or 2 months. One thing, this is one thing which can make you happy in one moment, as this verse says, immediately. This is the biggest mistake a devotee can do in his devotional service, to think that bhakti is activity which pleases Krishna. Because Srila Prabhupada, both in Nectar of Devotion and Bhagavad Gita and other places, he gives examples of people in full Krishna consciousness, full, complete, 100% Krishna consciousness, who are not bhaktas. This is Kamsa, yes, Kamsa. He saw his wife in a blue sari and said, Krishna! He saw ghee and he remembered Krishna. He saw a shadow, he thought, Krishna? He remembered Krishna all the time. But, is he a bhakta? No. Hiranyakashipu, did he please Narasimhadev by fighting? That was the reason he came. Narasimhadev wanted to have a little match, wrestling match, sparring, you know? Like some of you here, I guess, like to spar. I heard there is a kung fu school opening something there, back in the Gurukul, yes? And if it's there, means somebody goes there, you like it. So Krishna also likes this. So he pleased, his activity, Hiranyakashipu's activity pleased Narasimhadev. But was he a devotee? No, he was a demon. Demon we remember every day, Hiranyakashipu, yeah? Personifying the worst things. So why? Because bhakti is not an activity which pleases Krishna, it's bhakti. Bhakti is an activity which pleases Krishna and performed with the intention to please Krishna. So two things are required. And if ever we feel lack of progress, it's because we do the external and forget that this is the International Society for Krishna. Yes, small print, but it's there. Krishna consciousness. On every book, it's there. In small print, but it's there. Krishna, not seva, not propagation, not consciousness. Yeah, and favorable. Of course, in all the Indian languages, it's so beautiful. Antarashtriya Krishna Bhavana Amrita Sangha. Not just consciousness, but nectarian relishing. Yeah? Bhavana Amrita. This is what we are here for. Don't make any mistake. Make no mistake. Okay, so anukuliyana, it's intent. This is a very large topic, but this is one thing. So just right now, we are all here engaged at least minimum in three most potent forms of devotional service. We are at the Bhagavatam, we are with devotees, we are in the Dhamma. Right? Now, so this activity, 100%, it pleases Krishna. However, to make it bhakti, doesn't matter pure or impure, we need to go into your heart and find that place where you intend, Krishna, I want you to be happy with this. I'm here in the Bhagavatam and I want you to be pleased with this. Krishna, please be pleased. I'm here in the Mayapur, I know you like it, so please be pleased with me. I'm here not just to eat nice maha pizza in the morning, but that there is there, but I want you to be pleased. I want you to be pleased. So right now, Bhagavatam. So right now, can you please find this in your heart? That Krishna, I intend. This is why I'm here. I intend. That's my purpose. I intend to please you. And I always like this exercise because I see many smiles when people do this. And that proves that this thing works immediately, as Srila Prabhupada translates. This is the magic of bhakti. It establishes an immediate connection. Immediate connection. Immediately. So you understand Krishna is... So these three, and very interesting, these three are not even Shuddha Bhakti. This is, and oftentimes, I explain this hundreds of times, and people oftentimes come and say, oh, so pure bhakti is anukuliyana. Any bhakti has to be anukuliyana. Even if you want something from Krishna, has to be anukuliyana. Without anukuliyana, it's not bhakti. So it's simple but subtle. It's simple but subtle. So as much as possible throughout the day, please, add this. Remember, oh, I do this, Krishna, for you. Krishna, I offer this for you. Krishna, please, please be pleased. That's the beginning of the Bhagavad Dharma description in Canto 11. This is our good night verse. Those who are pujaris, in our puja books, we have this. Whatever I have done with my body, mind, nature, I offer to you. This is the very big, one of the very first verses in Bhagavad Dharma description in Canto 11. So offer as much as possible and intend. Krishna, I want you to be happy. I'll be happy when you are happy. And this is another thing. How often in our classes do we hear, be pure, desire no other things, have no other purposes but Krishna? Yeah? Don't you dare have any material desire. Do you have any material? Don't have material. Don't have any material desire. Have you heard it? I'm sure you've heard it 3 million times. However, these no material desires are secondary. You first need to have bhakti and then you make it clean. Right? Otherwise, it's like washing God knows what. It's not there. Thing is not there and you make it clean. No, first you have to have the thing, then you make it pure. And by happiness of anukulyana, by happiness of bhakti, it's much easier already than to give up the unnecessary extraneous desires, non-devotional desires. And to make it pure, then two more are required. Anyabhilashita, and very mercifully, it doesn't say anyabhilasha cha shunyam, vai shunyam, it says anyabhilashita shunyam, which means no other constant desires, no other permanent, no other roles, as is demonstrated in the next verse. So, in other words, desires may be there, but you prioritize them down, below Krishna bhakti. In other words, your top goal, to put it simple, your top goal, your main goal, ultimate goal, is Krishna bhakti. Yeah? Then this is one thing which makes it pure, and that's also work. It's not a one moment thing. I'm talking now, and why am I talking? Okay, yes, to please Krishna, and then what? Ah, then they will say ki jai and applause and whatever, right? And I will think, yes. Oh yeah, I have this desire. Okay, I have it. So Krishna, okay, I have this desire, but please, this is not my goal. That, please don't take this into account as a serious. What I really want is you to be happy and to achieve, to become your bhakta. That's who I really want to be. So reprioritize. And again, that's called anartha nivritti. And jnana karmade anavritam, that's full trust. Shraddha shabde vishvas koi sudrida nishtoy. Krishna bhakti koi le sarva karma krita hoy. That full trust of faith, we invest that the only process or method, my process for anything, for all perfection, for everything, all encompassing, is also Krishna Bhakti. So if you can place your full faith in the goal and in the process of bhakti, then that's practice of Uttama Bhakti Sadhana or Shuddha Bhakti. With which I congratulate you. In our unconquerable time, for some reason, didn't want to stop. And it continues. So maybe you have some questions and points. Just one last, before you can think about your questions, but one last thing. This can be discussed unlimitedly. You know, all our devotional life is discussion of these things, basically. So if you want to take away from this class one thing, this is the thing, which turns metal into gold, which turns stone into gold, into chintamani. Turns our life into seva. This is intention. Krishna, please be pleased. With this, my chanting, shravanam kirtanam, with my seva, please be pleased. That's the core of the core of the core of bhakti, surupa lakshan. That's the main thing. Anukulyena, favorable intent. But that's a secret. Hare Krishna. So this is our practice. Do you have any questions or comments so far? Yes, Serge Avrou.
Yesterday I was highlighting the gradual nature of bhakti with the nine steps. And today you were highlighting the potentially immediate. So if you had to sum up something that reconciles the two, how would you sum up the immediate perspective on bhakti and the gradual?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. How to reconcile the immediate and gradual. So we do immediately, we place our trust in Shuddha Bhakti. And that already gives a huge relief. Even a theoretical acceptance, I'm not the body, has the potential to remove so much headache. Just understanding, oh, I am not this body, oh, wow, thanks God. Right? That's anyavilashita shunyam. Krishna, I'm just a servant. That has a potential of immediate relief, and also we are already on the path. We step, accept the path. However, it doesn't mean we have become, we are on the path of pure bhakti, but it doesn't mean we are immediately pure. So to become pure bhaktas, that means that I keep catching myself. First, these practices, I keep directing my intention, Krishna, this is for you. Krishna, this is for you. So until nishtha, it will be mostly for me. Sometimes for Krishna. Only after nishtha, this is steadily practiced that, oh, no. This is Krishna, your pleasure comes first. According to Madhurya Kadambini. So that's practice. And after that, you can see, Srila Prabhupada writes in the first canto, your progress is like fire in gunpowder. It sounds good. Anybody burned gunpowder in your childhood? So that's one thing. Another thing, to make it pure, anyabhilashita shunyam, we have, okay, some of us might have given up, we've been fried with our material designations and roles, so we have joined, but then we grow pseudo-spiritual identities. I am a senior devotee, I am a lecturer, I am a fool, I am a pot washer, don't ask me to give lectures. I am this, I am that, right? And they're also temporary, they're also not really true. I'm not just preacher, I'm a glorious preacher. So that's where I have to catch myself, and oh no, anyabhilashita shunyam, I'm Krishna, my goal is not to become a whatever glorious preacher. My goal is to be your servant, which makes you happy. To be your bhakta, which makes you happy. So that's work. That's where it is gradual. And the other thing is jnana. For me, this is jnana karma dhyanavritam. This is something that took me 20 years of study to finally get the hang of it. To get the idea what it is. Because in translations, oftentimes you see they look very similar, like to have no desire for liberation and fruitive results. However, these are distinct things. One is goals and fruits and results and roles, and jnana karma adi are processes. So I can have bhakti as a goal, but I think first I have to become purified by becoming a very expert book distributor, lecturer, pot washer, temple president, right? Family person, right? Varnashramite, something, whatever you call it. And then, after becoming pure, then I will do pure bhakti. So in other words, I think, that, and it becomes karma mishra, jnana mishra bhakti, which is still good because the goal is bhakti, which is still wonderful, but you can accept pure bhakti and it's so much more recommended. It's jitam, here it says. It's already a victory for Krishna. So this is more subtle. Which process do I trust? Do I trust that bhakti contains everything? And it's very interesting because this is Chitraketu, And who does he become after these prayers? Vidyadhara? Yeah. So there are two verses which Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur loves to quote. He quotes them dozens of times in his different cantos and chapters. These are yat karma virya tapasa yogena dhanadharmana shrobir itayatrai api sarvam mad bhakti yogena mad bhakto labatenjasa svargapavargat madhama katanchit yadivanchati. That whatever can be achieved by work, knowledge, study, yoga, meditation, any auspicious activity, everything my devotee easily obtains by my bhakti, whether it be heavenly delights, liberation, or my spiritual world. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur loves these verses. He quotes them again and again. This is from the 11th canto, 11, 22, 33, 31. And they say, and the example here of a pure devotee who had a material desire, I mean heavenly delights, this is given as Chitraketu. He thought it would be a cool idea to cruise the universe in a sports spaceship with a million girls and singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. He thought it would be a good preaching. And he got it. There was some trouble afterwards, but that's a separate story. They say also that, maybe you have heard that all these girls were his ex-wives from the previous life, Vidyadharis. So that is, it's okay. It's not nothing. And besides, it's heavenly planets. So, from bhakti, anything a person may desire or may need will be obtained, according to Vishnu. As also Maharaj said on Sunday, right? That some people think, oh, I shouldn't ask things from Krishna, so they don't pray for Krishna. I should not have material desire, so they don't pray to Krishna. But what's the result? They go for these things independently. So he says, okay, asking material things from Krishna is not a deep relationship, but not asking for those things and going for them independently, that's no relationship whatsoever. It's even less connection, lesser connection. So this is a process. It takes development of faith, trust, and practice. Actually, what I like to say, it's a practice. These two are just decisions. That I decide, I choose, that bhakti is my goal. That's a prerogative and right and privilege of every human. You are allowed to choose now. I choose Krishna. And how do I get there? That's also your decision. I put my trust in bhakti. I believe bhakti will bring me to all perfection. That's your choice. That's just a decision. So this is where gradual is. Because faith is the attitude of the heart, and it may take time to redirect, readjust, reorient our heart. So, and then the speed of that gradual, just how gradual is gradual, that's up to each one of us. You can choose, no worries. Krishna will not push you beyond what you are ready and willing to take. And if he's pushing you too hard, then you go and tell him, Krishna, you're trusting me too much. Is it?
Thank you. Thank you, Prabhu. Yes.
Okay, we have two more questions. Okay, so officially, whoever wants to go, please, you are free to go. But whoever wants to talk more, you are free to talk. And thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vanchakalpata rubhyascha kripa sindhubhyo cha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namah. And yes, Prabhu. Yes.
Can we say that just as Shuddha Bhakti can be described as both a state and as a process?
Yes.
Can we also say then that Shuddha Nam can be understood in these same two ways?
As a level and as a process. Yeah, thank you. Also, this is one of the things that sometimes... Yeah, our process is Shuddha Nam. We are not trying to chant Namabhas. Namabhas, even Namaparada is included in Namabhas. And it's glorious, and Namabhas is glorious in that just trying, making a slightest attempt to chant for Krishna immediately makes it already a clearing chanting, which is super powerful, gives you everything to the boundary of Vaikuntha. But what we actually try to do is Shudanam, and that's a process, and that's trying to direct our faith at Krishna is the goal and bhakti is a process. So this is a process. And then when we are successful, then, you know, at Shraddha, these will be just some glimpses. You know, sometimes once in 5 years you feel, oh, Hare Krishna, and you feel, wow, this is Krishna, or in Kirtan. Yeah. But the closer you are, the higher you are in the Anartha Nivritti, and the closer you are to Nishta and further, the more steady such encounters become. The more frequently you can actually meet Krishna in the holy name. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, and one more question there.
I wanted to say that when I was in school, maths was a little difficult and the books used to be very fat. But then my teachers used to make it very easy. And then I got to do very good in maths.
Do what?
Very good in mathematics.
Mathematics.
Subject. Now, bhakti, because Krishna is very attractive, it is easy for me to do it, but then there is Maya. But then we learn from devotees that Maya is illusion, and then practicing, I came to understand that it is illusion, of course, and that Krishna Bhakti is more easy, so it can be joyfully performed also. I experience This is my comment.
This is your comment, yes, thank you. We also need to remember, Srila Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Instruction, bhakti is not narrow. He says, and the task of the spiritual master to teach us how to do everything for Krishna, not only when we are in the temple, but also when we are in the bathroom, also when we are with the family, also when we are in the so-called karmi job, earning money for the family. Even that is supposed to be done as Shuddha Bhakti for Krishna. That's the question of your consciousness, motivation, and goals. Prabhupada says, be an engineer for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes in 1846, we have Rishikesha Sevanam mentioned here, Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita that everybody should take one's occupational duty as given to him by Rishikesha directly. So in other words, even that we are learning how to do everything we are learning how to do for Krishna. Maybe more challenging, but it's not that direct bhakti is not. I mean, I can be, maybe it's only me, but I can be chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and my mind thinks about something else. It's still a practice, right? We can be on the altar with Krishna, right? And still the mind goes God knows where. I can be singing, I can be talking about Bhagavatam, I can be singing Kirtan and the mind goes somewhere. Right? So it's still a practice. So there in a job, it may be of course more challenging, but it's to be done anyway. To learn how to do everything for Krishna, for Krishna's pleasure. It's possible.
Yes, Prabhuji. As you said, sometimes it's very difficult in certain circumstances, but when I take guidance, then my guru or the spiritual instructor, he gives me specifications to do like this, then it becomes easy. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says we should have to serve guru, inquire, and then surrender to him. These things I'm beginning to practice, yes. Learn and all that.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. My humble obeisances. One.